As we move through the seasons, so too does the art. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Things are starting to get a bit cooler here in Southern California. It is fall, after all, if there is such a season in Los Angeles. But nonetheless, it means it's a good time to head down to the desert. And KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohioska-Philp, is fresh off a trip to Palm Springs. She says there's an exhibit out there at the Art Museum in Palm Springs worth checking out. It features Latin American artists and their role in the international kinetic art movement. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
All right. Happy holidays to you, by the way.
You too.
Let's start with a primer. What exactly is kinetic art?
Art that moves physically. This is an idea with which the modern artists were very interested because, of course, it's the early 20th century and they're very interested in the industrial ideas and how things move.
Now, this is a style of art that hails from Europe. What effect, if any, did Latin American artists have on this movement? So we're talking Europe and we're talking about Latin America as well.
Well, in Paris, you know, you think of it was really the center of kinetic art. And in fact, France remained a center for kinetic art for a long time. But there were a number of Latin American artists who studied there. And there's a whole parallel track of artists who are really not that well known. I mean, this show focuses on the middle of the 20th century, really. And they were very well known in Latin America. They were very well known in Europe, but certainly not so much in America.
Well, tell us a little bit about these artists in the Palm Springs show. I mean, anyone you'd recognize?
Well, I think the big surprise is an artist named Julia Kosice, a Slovakian from Argentina. And you'll go into this room painted all dark blue, and he's created an installation of futuristic cities made of plexiglass that hang from the ceiling. Each one is so carefully modeled and extraordinary looking. And then on the walls, there are these illuminated screens in blue with white stars. And if this sounds like it's brand new, it was done in 1964. And it's really extremely elaborate, and yet I don't think a lot of people here know that name, Kosice.
Kosice. Plexiglass, that means you can see right through it. There's a visibility through it, right?
And light and space and movement are all interconnected here. And probably one of the better known artists, and certainly the star of this show, is an installation by Carlos Cruz Diaz. This is a chromo saturation from 1965. Three large rooms, each one lit with a color, red, green, and blue, but the color comes on gradually and disappears, a little like a sunrise or a sunset. And the experience of this is going to be more intense if you spend time in these rooms, which I have to say a lot of people in Palm Springs are doing.
Well, the artists here, Hunter, play with, as you say, light and space. I mean, that's something that's normally associated with LA in the 1960s.
Absolutely. And I think that's what will really grab people who are familiar with the work of, say, James Turrell or Robert Irwin, is that this work is being made at exactly the same period of time in Argentina or Venezuela or in Paris by these Latin American artists. And I think it just sends up like a red flag. Like, how do we not know about this much about these parallel tracks in art history? And that speaks to the new internationalism that has come into the field. I want to say also that these Latin American artists, this show is part of the Getty's Pacific Standard Time, LA. And again, it's one of those situations where they've brought to the fore ideas and history and knowledge about artists who just weren't that well known in the United States before this. And this is part of a continuing theme that's been going on all fall. And in fact, if you go to the Getty Museum itself, there's a parallel exhibition not connected to this, but you'll see some of the other concrete art, the abstract art artists of the same period from Latin America.
Well, Kinesthesia continues through mid-January of next year in Palm Springs. Hunter Drohioska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.